You know, there'll be a total of about 3,000 athletes there from across the country, 1,500 coaches, 10,000 volunteers, 75,000 fans, you know, from all 50 states. And it's always a great celebration of what we do. And Dennis and Bo are representing Team Virginia out there. We'll be taking it. Virginia will be represented by about 59 athletes, okay. 16 coaches and some staff members. And about 10 sports. So we have a lot of representation.
Yeah.
And some of the local athletes who will be on the team. Let me start by saying, because I always want to give credit where credit is due, our volleyball team from here is coached by Heather Dale and John Habel. So Dennis's dad and Bo's
mom. I was going to say, I know.
And they are such dedicated volunteers.
They are.
And we are so grateful for all of our volunteers, especially our coaches who give and give and give and give. But they're going to be coaching this team, along with Dennis Habel and Bo Dale, Alyssa Burdick, Christopher Dale, that's his other name, Christopher.
Yeah.
Troy Garbutt, Derek Graves, of course, Dennis, as I said, Kevin Haynes, Charles Marciniak, Daniel Pittman, Brian Richard, James Winley, and Justin Wolf. They will be they'll be out there serving and spiking and competing in volleyball and represent. I can't wait to watch them. I have great privilege of being out there with, you know, seeing.
I was gonna ask you, are you gonna go?
I am, this is one of those things that I just look forward to doing.
Yeah.
To see our athletes prepare every day. Obviously, they're so dedicated, as you said. You know, Dennis worked all night and he's here doing this to help promote Special Olympics. Our athletes train hard, they work hard, and our coaches and volunteers make sure that they shine their brightest. You know, whether it's on the court, in the pool, at their job, in their schools. And that's what Special Olympics does. You know, it helps us, helps us, all of us, redefine what's possible for us. And these two guys here with us today and the other athletes I just mentioned are going to be representing the state very well, along with others across the state.
And there, it's so interesting because just in this area, Grace Ann Braxton, who's just a legend in golf, but she's also a legend at the University of Mary Washington, where she's worked in food services for years. And there are those kinds of stories all around. Matt Doyle, others who are involved in really, you know, showing the value of what Special Olympics Virginia has offered them.
And the value that those people offer to the community.
Absolutely.
You know, that's really what it's about. It's allowing a platform where these athletes, these volunteers, these coaches, families find and tell their story and redefine it sometimes. Special Olympics sets the stage for athletes to maybe push themselves a bit. You know, can I do this? Well, yes, you can. Often our athletes are told, you know, you can't possibly live on your own, have a job, go to school, graduate, get married, you know, fill in that blank. And almost to a person, those athletes like say, really? Well, watch me.
Yeah.
And even past that, instead of just watch me, follow me, because I'm going to show you how you can redefine what you are able to do, maybe when you don't think you can. You know, many times our athletes are told, you know, throughout life, you know, it's their abilities are doubted. But once they hear the voice from Special Olympics saying, of course you can, and our coaches are so good at instilling that message, then they set the stage for the rest of us to follow.
And I think, David, even to take that even a step further, the coaches in Special Olympics Virginia allows them to come in here and be guests, because you always bring Special Olympics guests. And what Dennis and Bo are doing right now, a lot of people can't come and do, but they can.
And they're killing it.
Absolutely.
If you know nothing else about David Thomason, you should know that athlete voice matters. And so hearing from our athletes directly is really important to me. And I think as people hear those voices, they understand that it's really important to them. It's going to teach us like nothing else.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And I think you, when Abby Farley has brought Bo and others in, and she'll talk about, don't be nervous or afraid. They want to communicate with you just as much as you want to with them.
Well, I want to yes, and I want to thank you and this station, because you've always allowed that. For presidents and CEOs for sure, but for our volunteers, our coaches, and especially our athletes, you've opened the door to say, you know, come on in. And as I said before we went on air, we're having a conversation with friends. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
And that's as it should be on radio, in your community, at school, in the work. It just should be a communication, a conversation, and a relationship with friends. A disability shouldn't change that.